There's nothing you can do about it. This whole world is mine. Your destiny to die in the flames of hell.
First signs of trouble, you running. Can't say that I know you if I ain't seen you at your worst, but we coming from nothing. Do my successes annoy you or just serve you as motivation? Is it pain when I enjoy or indulge? Fruits of my own labor, the ends is grown, player. If I can do it, you can too. Go get your own, player. Cause ain't no place for the jealous and hating. We only out here celebrating each other. This black everyday-ish. All you need is the patience, determination. Cause the mountain is high. When you slip, it will test you. Have you doubt in the climb? Right when you about to arrive. Some take the easy way out, hitch a ride on the back of whoever is on the way up. They never show what they made of, they never put in the work. There's only so far I can take you. You got 2 feet so you can stand. I just hope you see the top just like we planned.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to CITR 101.9 FM radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and you are listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell live Thursdays at 10 a.m. CITR radio broadcasts live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, Breaking Barriers is dedicated to exploring the contemporary, so-called classical music and classical-adjacent music of the 20th and 21st centuries and analyzing it from a compositional and socio-context. Last week, I had the great pleasure of speaking with the Kuai Piano Trio from Poland on the Vancouver date of their Canadian tour, and I am most excited today because, as some of you may know, and as you all should know, Sonic Boom Festival of New Composition is coming up in Vancouver. Sonic Boom Festival of New Composition is British Columbia's largest composer and new music festival. And it runs from March 15th to 17th at Pyatt Hall and the Annex in downtown Vancouver. And I am so pleased today to welcome Vancouver Pro Musica past president Glenn Sutherland and Vancouver Pro Musica current president Satyros. And Satyros, forgive me. Can you pronounce your last name for me?
Papavasiliou.
To the station. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
So, first question. For those who are listening right now who do not know, and keep in mind that this is primarily a punk rock and indie rock radio station, and this program is dedicated to classical music of the modern centuries and showing how it's not that different from any sort of cool, independent sound that's happening across the country in any way. Could you describe what Sonic Boom Festival is?
With pleasure, actually. I've really just come here to say that, you know what, it reminds me, we had a board meeting once, just when I first joined, and I remember a board member saying, you know, who'd been with us for a while, submitted and had many of their compositions, you know, in our Sonic Boom Festival, saying, you know, we really don't have a brand. You know, I think he was saying something like, oh, it's quite different. There's so much that's different. And I remember just the words leaping out of me like, that is our identity. You know, that the term I would prefer to use would be mosaic. You know, it's a quilt of of different fabrics, but a quilt it is. Speaking of myself personally, before I joined, I was a regular audience member and looked forward to this every year. And there's simply nothing like it, where the amount of variety in one single evening is just incomparable. And it's a type of variety where, as each one goes by, it's like, wow, this is radically different from the next piece. This is so different from the one coming up. The pieces, by being together, by having that variety, actually strengthen the experience more so, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Pardon my slightly hoarse voice. I'm in the recovering end of a cold. And just kind of building on that, Sonic Boom is a very long-running festival. It's actually, it's close to almost close to 40 years. And it has some of the same elements it had right at the beginning. In fact, almost, it's like at the beginning, which was, it was open. It was just open. Anybody could submit pieces of different kinds. There was theater. Mm. There was music from all different genres being played. And we've gone through different iterations with Sonic Boom. Sometimes it's a little more formal. Sometimes it's less formal. But it is. It's open to just a wide variety of musical types. Composers who have their pieces done there, they come. You know, they're video game people who write for video games, for movies, for concert halls, for small ensembles, large ensembles.
Yep. A quick question about people who used to submit. Did the composer type that, you know, wears the powdered wig and writes with a quill and dips into the ink, did we have any of the
No.
I just don't want our listeners to get that impression.
One year we had composers that spanned 80 70 years in age.
Seven decades. I was there for that.
Yeah, and that was just so exciting. And they were almost back to back, the pieces written by those composers.
And I remember that one well. The teenager who had a composition, it was like a game piece. Excellent, you know, and then the I believe it was Baker who had
John Baker,
yeah,
esteemed gentleman.
It's 70, and he had an absolutely fascinating, well wrought piece, and it was like, you know, that's what snapped for me.
Yeah, you
know, it was,
and the two pieces worked well together.
Yeah,
and as I think you both mentioning, one of the things that makes Sonic Boom so beautiful and perhaps a singular entity in the Canadian new music climate is that on one hand, it is a perfectly organized and structured new music festival with fine performance halls, fine performers, ensembles and artists in residence, and always a very esteemed composer in residence. And at the same time, it is open to people along all stages of the compositional journey and a wide variety, whether it be a variety of writing styles or it be a variety of experiences writing. I remember my first time being programmed on Sonic Boom. I'd been composing for less than a year.
Mm.
And, you know, you have the floodgates of this really state-of-the-art new music festival opened up to somebody who is just exploring that world for the first time. And I think that's a very beautiful experience. Mm-hmm. And on that note, could you perhaps share the artists and ensembles and composer-in-residence we have this year?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I'll choose one first, and then I'll let Glenn take another one. I must say personally, I'm particularly excited at our featured artist. We have a violist named Sarah Kwok. Sarah is, aside from being an excellent musician. You know, she's quite in demand. She's been playing a lot of shows with the Turning Point Ensemble, our buddies at the Turning Point Ensemble. A lot of, very challenging music like Ligeti and stuff, but music, too, that requires a different kind of playing. So Sarah has one foot in, traditional repertoire, but another one in exploring experimental music. In fact, her master's thesis was in the pedagogy of extended technique. So I'm confident in saying that she's a specialist in string playing, specifically extended technique for string playing. And because of this, she's the ideal choice. Like I can't help but sing her praises. She's really the ideal choice to have, I believe it's nine quite different compositions. That she'll be debuting from nine composers. I should say real quickly, we did have quite a high submission rate, which is a sign of the creative energy compositionally that's happening. And one other just quick thing, even though most of the submissions we got were in standard notation form, this year we did accept notation in graphic notation. Right, so we aren't tied to any idiom. Like that's not to say, again, if you wear a powdered wig and write with a with a feathered inkwell pen, we'll accept you too. Right, but we just don't want to be defined by one thing.
And for those of you who might be listening and not familiar with the concept of graphic notation, we have, you know, sort of a traditional structure of writing music that dates back, I mean, over millennia to ancient Greek tablature, and now, you know, in the since the 1600 onwards, has sort of evolved into the musical staff with the clef and etc. And I think everybody has an idea of what a piece of sheet music looks like. Well, graphic notation, well, I mean, when you dive into it, it has been around for centuries. Mm-hmm. But I think in the form that we has really brought it into the public mind, it's something that has evolved in the 20th century as using unstandardized practices of writing music, particularly those with a strong visual element or a strong geometrical element, and perhaps an element of chance or improvisatory form,
yes,
to execute a piece of music. And it's a really fascinating artistic discipline unto itself. Now, Glenn, could you maybe talk a little bit about this brilliant quartet that we have as our ensemble, that you have as the ensemble in the residence?
With pleasure, yes. Sonic Boom, has traditionally a featured ensemble of musicians, and this year we're just really thrilled to have the Vancouver-based quartet, saxophone quartet, Saxophilia, and we've wanted to have them on as our ensemble residents for years, and this year turned out to be the year. And so they're wide-ranging in their the kinds of music they play, from very, very traditional Renaissance arrangements of Renaissance music, range for saxophone or Baroque music, all the way to jazz and everything in between. So it's really exciting for us.
And I think that's a key point. And for our listeners, we're going to listen to Saxophilia perform in just a moment. But I think what Glenn said there about the wide range of repertoire is particularly critical to contemporary classical music in Vancouver. Because, yes, we are part of a timeline and a lineage that dates back millennia and centuries to very traditional forms. And that's in the DNA of music. And that's how we've evolved. But on the other hand, and when you think of contemporary classical music, somebody who's maybe not familiar with listening to it, as we sometimes demonstrate on this program, there are incredible influences of experimental jazz music. There mm-hmm. are incredible influences of experimental rock music mm-hmm. and noise-based. So, you know, if you think that Sonic Boom is sort of a nose-in-the-air classical music festival, it's not. It has more in common with a party. You're going to hear sounds that you've never heard in your life, and it's going to be a fun and celebratory atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And we're going to play a track from a very celebratory record, a very recent album, 2023, released on Vancouver's own Redshift Records by Saxophilia, called Metamorphosis, which is a fitting title into what we were just describing. Mm-hmm. And the piece is by... Well, I think without a doubt, one of the sort of great living elders of Canadian new music, mm-hmm. Rodney Sharman, a gentleman that Glenn and I have both had the privilege of studying with. And this is his homage to Robert Schumann. And I've played Schumann a fair bit on this broadcast because anybody who's listened knows that he's my favorite romantic composer. So listen to this music and listen to how he approaches, Rodney approaches notions that Schumann does in his music of division, counterpoint, reflection, and harmonic manipulation in a way that's subtle and varies without great variation. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Breaking Barriers, live Thursdays at 10 a.m. And you were just listening to Saxophilia perform Homage to Robert Schumann by Rodney Sharman off their Redshift Records Metamorphosis release from 2023. Now, that was only a portion of what is absolutely a beautiful piece of music, so I highly recommend checking out their Saxophilia's Bandcamp online and listening to the rest of the piece, and also
how dare you stop so much beauty?
Exactly, yeah, and also listening to the piece in its entirety, and to Rodney's music, and to Saxophilia's other release, because they've performed pieces by such marvelous composers. And I'm back live in the studio with Glenn Sutherland from Vancouver Pro Musica, past president. And Glenn, I'm wondering if you can tell us about Rita Weda, whom is Sonic Boom Festival's composer in residence this year.
Yes, well, we're very honored to have Rita as our composer in residence this year. We've asked her a couple times before, and she's incredibly busy and prolific and award-winning and sought-after composer. And it took us two or three tries to get her, and this year was the year.
And she's also a founding mother of Vancouver Pro Musica,
right,
if I remember correctly.
That's right, and so it was really enjoyable talking with her about coming on board decades after... after being one of the founding members. And so she has tremendous energy for Vancouver Pro Musica and for the Sonic Boom Festival, and she's been wonderful to work with this year. Rita's a very dynamic, fearless composer. Her music has always been just, to me, very cutting edge and unusual in many respects. She is just completed her doctorate, and has really developed a unique world orchestral voice, and has won many very prestigious awards recently. Yeah. So we're very delighted to have her. The role of the composer residence in Sonic Boom is an important one. She attends the readings of accepted pieces for the featured ensembles, and works during the festival itself, talk to the composers on stage, find out a bit more about their music, answer any questions that they may have or that other people may have. And so it's a very important mentoring role.
Brilliant. And a
quick question about the founding. Good time to do this. 1984, is it not?
That was the very original?
For not so much for Sonic Boom, but for Vancouver Pro Musica, as was.
That's
so
correct.
So we are in an anniversary year.
Wow, that's right. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I just realized that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you can put that in your speech at the opening.
I think I will.
And this is perfect. So, Sotirios, Glenn's talking about Rita will also function as a mentor to the featured artists and kind of introducing pieces. And if I'm not mistaken, if somebody attends every night of Sonic Boom Festival, they will hear over 20 individual different pieces by different composers written in their own unique style. And, I mean, what an opportunity that is. So, Sotirios, could you, there's too many people to talk about, but could you perhaps give an overview of the nature of the music that you will be heard and the composers that we are featuring?
Gosh, I'll try. As you said, it's actually maybe even closer to 30, over the three nights. Coming to mind right now is one composer in particular who specializes in electronics and in bent circuits and in creating his own electronics, and also as a background in experimental noise guitar. And so he was able to transfer his imaginative vision onto paper, and indeed into four parts, and submitted to the Saxophilia call remarkably, and was accepted. I mean, like, you know, the larger point, I guess, what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, music isn't the idiom that it materially finds itself in.
Totally, yeah.
You know, there's a music that we can sort of call it like a capital M kind of music that isn't bound by categories, even though technically, you know, it does have to manifest itself into a specific time and place. So it being a specific time and place, and for the most part, it's Vancouver based. But you know, we have composers from outside of Vancouver. Generally, we're a BC based organization. But that being the time and the place, it's a snapshot of our current creative interest. I was about to say our creative voice, but to be honest, it would be more accurate to say creative voices.
And I think you just also touched on something which is very important, which is we are right now living in a renaissance of the musical talent within our city. I don't think Vancouver has ever been such a musically rich place. Mm-hmm. And the Vancouver composer, who is a fantastic composer, a Vancouver composer right now is an international composer, and that's important to recognize in the nature of this festival. And yes, although it is a BC-based institution, we have composers based in all sorts of different locations because, you know, Canada is coming on the map as a new music society, and we have many great ambassadors. And Rita, whom Glenn was talking about, is one of them. So now I would like to, and Glenn was talking about her being such a well-decorated composer. So I would like to play one of her big prize-winning works, which she wrote, surprise, surprise, for the Vancouver Intercultural Orchestra. Once again, a new music ensemble that has worked in Europe with all the great players and composers and putting Vancouver on the map. So this is her piece, As the First Spring Blossoms Awaken Through the Snow. We're going to listen to a portion of this and then come back to talk more about the upcoming festival. And stay tuned. Thank you. And welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. I'm in the studio with current and past presidents of Vancouver Pro Musica preparing for Sonic Boom Festival. And Sonic Boom Festival is, and correct me if I get this wrong, gentlemen, but it's March 15th, 16th, and 17th mm-hmm. at Pyatt Hall in the Annex in the heart of downtown Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Three different nights, three different tickets. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to see music in Vancouver, this is an affordable ticket. So get on out to hear some very interesting ensembles that you don't hear a lot. You know, this isn't just violin piano sonatas. We've got some really cool sound worlds here. And Glenn, can you tell us about this fascinating quartet group that we have aside from Saxavile, which we were just talking about?
Yeah, we have also this year, we have the an Erhu quartet formed by local musicians, Lan Tung, Junrong, Parmala, Adewara, and Sun Yong Lim. So these are two Erhus, violin and cello, and they're playing two pieces also on the night of Saxavile. And these are wonderful musicians. They play with the Vancouver Intercultural Orchestra. They play in other ensembles. And so the diversity of music that is actually in this particular festival has just greatly excited us.
That is extremely exciting. And you mentioned the Vancouver Intercultural Orchestra, who we just heard performing Rita Wada, composing residence piece. And in that recording, we were just listening to our artist in residence, Sarah Kwok, was playing the viola. And also, for the listener who may not be familiar, the erhu is an instrument that originates from what we now think of as China. And it is a stringed instrument played with a bow that has the most ethereal, haunting, gorgeously beautiful sound you will hear. The best description I ever heard of it was that it was a mixture between the violin, a flute, and a mezzo-soprano. And I think that's a good way of putting it. You take the best instruments around and you put them all together.
There's a gorgeous grit as well, too. And, it blends and it doesn't with the traditional Western strings. So if you're imagining a string quartet, it's not quite that at all. Mm-hmm. And it's a real privilege being in a multicultural sector that is the Lower Mainland, where a new timbral texture can be discovered. Because once you hear it, you go, oh, why hasn't this existed for so long? That might be too political a question to answer, but...
Sotirios, you know, we're talking about interesting ensembles. Mm. And when I look at the programming for the first night of Sonic Boom Festival, obviously there's a special tributes, which we'll get to after the commercial pause here. Mm. But you get some very cool combinations there. There's music for three trumpets. There's music for bass and piano and trumpet and all sorts of cool combinations. So how did that come about? Can you talk about this angle of Vancouver Pro Musica, which I think is very important?
Okay, yeah. This is... you know, if there is something of a signature, I think it is the Mixed Ensembles Night, which is one where, I mean, generally we put out our calls. By the way, we had a huge submission rate. Of course, we can't program everything. When I reflect on that, I see that actually the thing is there's this huge amount of creativity that's out there, and then there's an incredible need for more of this. It's great that we have three nights.
That's key.
But you know, there's a situation where, in fact, we need to do more of this. That is another topic, but I do want to bring that up. Mixed ensembles, okay. It's a signature night where then the call isn't for something specific. Now this is one where, I mean, within reason. I mean, we can't provide an orchestra, of course, but the call is generally for the composer themselves to specify the chamber ensemble, and then we work to gather the players to put that together. So it's one where it's really open. Yeah. Yeah.
Within limits, but it's very open. So we do get some very fascinating combinations, and sometimes very unusual instruments.
Exactly. Non-traditional combinations. I think, I'm thinking about orchestration textbooks and stuff, and where it's like, oh, you can't do this with that. Right. Well, no, that's not the case with us, right? I mean, it's about serving the creative calling, right? So yeah, no, it's a special program. It is the opening night. Initially we were going to have the Erhu and string Quartet on that night, but we have had to shift it. So the air who will be sort of the prelude for the saxophone quartet. So it'll be a double quartet evening with two fascinating but completely radically different sonorities.
Brilliant. Everybody listening, please stay tuned. I'm going to be back with these two wonderful gentlemen, and we're just going to take a short commercial break and come back to explore music by some legendary composers. Stay tuned.
For the first time ever in the Lower Mainland, Carrie Newman's The Witness Blanket is being exhibited at the West Van Library. The Witness Blanket is a large-scale art piece consisting of artifacts from sites and survivors of Canadian residential schools. For a self-guided tour of Newman's work, visit during regular hours from January 26th until March 10th, 2024. The West Van Library is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sundays. Duck Club presents Treefort Music Fest, coming to downtown Boise March 20th to 24th, 2024. Lineup is out now, featuring musical acts Channel Trace, Ty Segall, Nico Case, Frank Moody, Briston Maroney, Drama, Dead, and so much more. This five-day festival features over 400 bands, plus comedy, yoga, food, beer, art, films, drag, and more. Full lineup, ticket packages, and more information at treefortmusicfest.com. MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people. This is Breaking Barriers, the contemporary classical show on this station. And I'm talking with Glennon Satyros from Vancouver Pro Musica. And so, we've talked about the nature of the festival, the nature of the submissions, what this does for the Vancouver musical ecology, the composer in residence, the artist in residence, the ensemble in residence, and it's just going to be a fantastic musical event, March 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Annex in Pyatt Hall in downtown Vancouver. Tickets are cheap. You can find them online. But as you're pointing out, Satyros, this is the 40th anniversary of Vancouver Pro Musica, so this is a big deal. And there's also something special happening at this year's Sonic Boom Festival of New Composition that doesn't happen every year. And it's tragic to be doing it, but it is a wonderful tribute to two brilliant artists who both have connections to Vancouver. And I'm wondering if you could both talk a little bit about that.
Indeed, yeah. It's not something we do. As we've been elucidating, I mean, we're here to serve the compositional community, particularly, I like the term early stage composer, which doesn't specify age or any other metric, you know. So we lost a couple of special people. And again, so this is not something we do. This may hopefully be sort of a one-off thing, but you know, two wonderful, they both happen to be female composers who have done quite a lot in their respective communities. I'm speaking specifically of Kaija Saariaho, the post-spectral Finnish composer, and trailblazer, and also to the particularly dearly missed Jocelyn Morlock. She was BC based. You know, she was from Saint Boniface, I believe, right?
Saint Boniface. Yeah.
So we needed to, you know, we needed to acknowledge that and acknowledge that something had been lost, and also something that, you know, that it's a community that, that is sharing that grief together. Now the question is how to do this the right way. I'm not saying that anybody else who's done this is has been merely, you know, ticking off a box. But the thing is, with the particular composers here, one's two so emotionally central and grounded as those two were, and particularly Jocelyn. How to do a tribute that's more than just apposite, but is you know, but speaks to that emotional groundedness, that matches that somehow, that taps into that ethos that we so dearly miss. I'll reveal that we did not know how to do this, right? This isn't something that we do. I don't know if this was providential, but it so happens that there's a you know, a remarkable young lion of a string player who is not only you know, just been you know, particularly energetic, but one too that is so invested in composition himself, but and also in representing the composition from the area from which he comes from, like as in doing doing works from BC based composers. So we're very, very lucky that we happen to know somebody. Sorry, blanking on his name. Jack. That's it. Jack Campbell.
Well, you know, I have the power to mute you here, so I can. That's very kind of you, and it is it's a great honor to be paying tribute to these beautiful artists. I do want to also note that, you know, new music string players, if you want to find them, Vancouver's the place to go. We've got so many brilliant people. One of them is Rebecca Whitling. She's a great violinist with the Vancouver Symphony. She plays solo, and she also plays with Standing Wave. And Standing Wave is Vancouver's star headlining small chamber new music ensemble. And she was going to give the tribute to Jocelyn, and I was going to give the tribute to Sarajevo. But Rebecca is you know, dealing with injuries, as string players do, and she's unfortunately had to move up. So
yeah, I'd like just like to add a little bit to what Sotirios is saying. It may actually become a little bit more of a tradition to do tributes. It's maybe a sign of maturity of Vancouver Pro Musica that we're actually at a stage where some of the composers that have blazed the way for other composers, and Jocelyn was a wonderful teacher, and we've programmed many works by her students, and Kaya was a strong influence on Jocelyn, as she has been on composers all around the world. So the fact that we're joining many other groups and paying homage to these wonderful people, I think, is actually something that speaks to maybe our maturity as an organization.
Speaking of maturity too, it's one thing that's since I've taken over, it's you've mentioned it, but paying special attention to the older generation, you know, elder status. We mentioned John Baker, who's you know, well into his 70s. You know, we also, it happened, this wasn't something we did specifically. Again, you know, our submissions are blind adjudicated. But another one I like to mention is, for instance, you know, one Sonic Boom, we have pieces by Sylvia Rickard, you know, and it's we want, you know, early stage composers for sure, but you know, to forget about older composers as if you know, their voice, you know, didn't resonate, which is not the case.
Yeah, we've done pieces by Rodney. We've done pieces.
Well, I remember
Jeff Ryan.
I remember my first Sonic Boom. There was one concert that had pieces by Ed Topp, Rodney Sharman, Jennifer Butler, and Jeff Ryan all on the same program. This is an event in BC's classical music community. And I just want to mention, you know, and Glenn and Satiris both were touching on this, but these are two really titanic figures in music. It is not an exaggeration to say that the contemporary classical music soundscape, and therefore the entire musical soundscape of the globe, would not be the same if Kaija Saariaho had not written music.
Mm-hmm. And if Jocelyn had not written music.
And that's the other thing. And you know, is Kaija has left an imprint on music where she will always be remembered as one of the great titans of music. And when mm-hmm. in future centuries people try and determine who the best composer of the such and such century, as they like to do, was, her name will be mentioned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's I get a little emotional when I talk about Jocelyn, which isn't the most professional for somebody on the radio to do. But, you know, first of all, I'd like to say she was one of my dearest friends, and she offered me so much encouragement and advice. And I know that Glenn also had a deep emotional relationship with her. And, you know, I have yet to find somebody in Canadian new music who wasn't in some way touched by Jocelyn Morlock's presence. Mm. And with her not being here, there's I feel a big gap. There's a void, but hopefully we can fill that gap. And her beautiful memory of what she did for music in this country and what she did for people and musicians. And not only was she a brilliant composer, but she was also just a brilliant person. Mm-hmm. So to remember Jocelyn Morlock is a very important thing.
You know, I have to say, the only way that void is going to be filled is through community.
Yeah. And by us.
Yeah.
We're now going to listen to Kaija Saariaho's Solo Nocturne for violin, which is a spiritual piece, and I feel is a nice thing to listen to right at this moment.
You know that piece, eh?
Yeah. And this is a very good performance on that you can just find online. It's by Biljana Vučkova, who's a great Eastern European new music violinist. This is a wonderful performance. And we're going to come back for closing thoughts with Glenn and Sotirios about what they hope this Vancouver Pro Musica represents and what they would like you to have in your mind and ears as you come to this festival. Mm. But please stay tuned. Thank you. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM radio for the closing minutes of Breaking Beers, Thursdays at 10 a.m. That was a snippet of Kaija Saariaho's Nocturne for Solo Violin, a spiritual piece, a piece of soulful, emotional significance, and also a moment of in musical history. I don't think any of that's an exaggeration. Mm. Vancouver Pro Musica has Sonic Boom Festival in Vancouver from March 15th, 16th, 17th. Three concerts, different composers, different ensembles, different themes in wonderful venues downtown. So, Sotirios, if somebody comes to Vancouver Pro Musica, what can they expect? At the Sonic Boom Festival, new composition.
I think you just gave us the word different.
Different.
There you go. The one I choose and the one I spoke of earlier, I really do want to emphasize. It's a mosaic. It's a mosaic of the creative, the creative energy of our community.
Brilliant. And for somebody who's perhaps coming to Sonic Boom Festival, new composition for the first time.
Mm.
What would you say that they should bring with them in their mind and in their ear?
Yeah, and you know, it's hey, first timer, I'm looking at you. I really want you to be there. Yeah, you're the one. I can't help but get sort of a little bit philosophical on this one, but you know, music's only 50%. Like, music isn't everything. That's the concert. You know, the event itself is, is a whole process. It's a wholeness. So, I'll put a percentage, but I'll say, the audience itself is 50% of the event. You know,
that's
like the music
true.
doesn't create itself.
Yeah, and also just for the listener, remember, the audience doesn't come with the sheet music.
Mm.
We need your care and your body. And Vancouver is in such a brilliant place musically right now that if we can all open our ears, let's make this, as my friend Hank Bull says, let's make this the Florence of the 21st century. And Glenn, same question to you.
Yeah, I would say that come expecting to, you'll hear such a spectrum. In fact, maybe the widest spectrum we've, certainly in my memory of Sonic Boom, we've ever produced. So you hear music like you just heard, deeply spiritual music. You'll hear a tango.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear everything in between. And so you might not like you might not like all of the pieces. You might like all of the pieces. There may be three or four pieces that you hear that just deeply move you, but in different ways. So I'd come with an open mind and an open heart, because you're hearing music that is coming from the heart and spirit of almost 30 composers, and they compose for you to hear that and hear their voice.
Yes.
And so just come with an open heart and an open mind and let that music in. Some of it may change you. Be prepared for that.
I'd like to add just something that I think both you said, which is something I really strongly believe. You know, there's that old paradox that everybody's heard of a tree falls in the forest. Mm. Nobody's there to hear it. Doesn't make a sound. Well, from a composer's standpoint, if a piece falls in a musical forest and nobody's there to hear it, it really doesn't make a
yes.
sound.
Agreed.
That's right.
Firmly agreed.
So
yeah,
even one set of ears, it gives music potential to bloom.
Yeah. And Sonic Boom is all about community. It's a community of